Ben.
Hey.
Welcome to another riveting episode of the Comixologist podcast. And we're here with a special guest. One of our most special guests of all time, I think.
Most special? Wow, no way.
Yeah, actually, it's true. Jake is not here, but we have something as good, maybe better. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're a Comixology employee, is that correct?
It's true.
What's your specialty at the Comixology HQ? Can you divulge that?
My specialty? Gee, yeah. Man, PDF cropping.
Cropping. Does your card say cropping specialist?
It does, and my card is actually really well cropped on the edges.
So you see a lot of comics during the day. You see a lot
countless,
of images.
Yeah, countless.
Do you go home and just like wash out your eyes? Or you just like close them immediately when you get home?
No, I go home and read more.
Oh my
actually.
God. That's horrendous. It's a nightmare that you live every day. But we're happy to have you. You were on previous episode of the show.
Yep.
Back in the day when we were just kind of feeling things out, you know?
Yeah, back when I was a fresh Comixology.
This is like
employee.
What week was this that you were working with us? It's probably really soon, right?
Yeah. It was probably somewhere between week 4 and 8, we'll say.
So it took how many weeks to get back on the horse, the podcast horse? Too
I
long.
Know. I can't do math. Don't ask me to multiply right. while I'm on the mic.
So this podcast, we talk about digital new releases. You know, we're a digital company,
totally.
As you're aware. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about some older books that we read, some golden oldies. And we'll read your tweets live to close out the show.
Oh, I'm excited.
Live tweets. Do you know what the question was this week?
No one told me.
It was, we talked about Secret Avengers is pretty highly rated,
oh,
but
yes.
A lot of people aren't talking about it. So we wanted to see what are some other sleeper hits that we need to know about. So we'll read some people's tweets and maybe spread the word about some comic books.
Cool.
You excited
cool.
about this?
I'm beyond excited.
I'm glad. You look very excited right now.
Yeah, people can't see me right now, but I am just shaking uncontrollably.
He is beaming, right? He's radiant. What's a book you read this week? What's one of the newer books you read?
Oh, so one of the new books I read was Saga Number 3.
Popular.
Yeah, yeah. An image book mm-hmm. by Brian K. Vaughan, who's someone that I love.
Really?
Yeah, I loved The Runaways, one of my favorite books.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that he did that.
Yeah.
And what
and
else?
Why the Last Why Man is pretty good. And
he did Logan, which I'm going to talk about later.
Oh, cool.
Surprise. Mm. In your face. Right.
Twist.
So what do you think about Saga?
You know, it's a good book. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who don't know, it's kind of like a sci-fi fantasy story,
right?
With a little bit of Romeo and Juliet thing going on. It's a dude from one fantasy kind of clan, then a lady from another, and they have a baby, and they're on the run.
Spoiler.
It's in the first. It's in the first page.
It's in the first page. Panel one.
No spoilers. Don't worry.
Yeah. Right.
But the thing about the book is that it's in like a, you know, far, far away universe, but they speak as if they're from today, from around here.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a kind of interesting vibe going on.
Right.
And at first, I wasn't totally sure how I felt about that. It seemed a little weird. You know, the people are using commonplace vernacular,
right.
talking about weird aliens.
Brian Wood does that a lot. If you've ever read Northlanders.
Hmm.
It's like takes place like hundreds of years ago, and they say the F word and crap, and it's just like this is like his writing style.
Yeah,
he writes like regular time frame writing style, no matter what era it is.
Yeah, and you know it kind of takes me out of the story a little bit, but I have to say issue 3 I really enjoyed.
Hmm.
It's got an interesting kind of narrative gimmick where it's narrated by again it's not really a spoiler it's
right.
narrated by the baby. Right.
Oh, okay.
Later, you know, a secret journal
yeah.
or something. And I don't know, it just hit some really interesting beats and it was a good story. The art's really good.
Yeah, I like the weird Romeo and Juliet vibe that's happening.
Yeah.
And how would you rate this compared to Runaways and Why the Last Man so far?
Yeah, well, Runaways, especially the first volume, is like A+.
Mm-hmm.
One of like the best comics I've ever read.
Wow.
And this I would say right now, it's like a solid B.
Okay.
But I'm definitely sucked in, and I look forward to, like, every new issue.
It's his first book in a while that I can remember. He doesn't do a lot of, like, press for the books, too. Like, a lot of creators that do monthly books are, like, everywhere. And he kind of just did, I think he did one interview I don't want to say USA Today, but it was like a non, it wasn't like CBR or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
So it's interesting how he does his like promotion for the book.
Yeah, he's kind of like one of those guys who's, he's definitely not Joss Whedon level, but I think he's got his fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And people know what to expect from him and they really like it, similarly to
yeah,
Joss Whedon. And I don't think he probably doesn't need to do
yeah,
that much press.
Yeah,
you know, I think
it's going
to
sell, you know, he has, I guess he has enough trust in like the sales that like he's going to put a new book out.
Right.
People
are going to read
it. They're going to buy
it. Based just on him.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a weird, it's a really weird idea. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's, it's all new characters. You know, if you look at the cover of Saga number 3, I don't know what you're going to think you're reading.
Right.
Let's describe, it's got a ghost, like teenage looking kind of like monkey girl missing the bottom half of her body and her like guts are hanging out.
What more do you need from that description?
Yeah.
I don't think you need anything else. Avengers versus X-Men.
Oh, what did you think?
Have you heard about this?
I've heard a little bit of chatter around the office about it.
A little bit of chatter.
Whispers.
So I'm not sure if you're reading. There's a character called Hope.
Okay.
She was the first mutant born ever since the Scarlet Witch said no more mutants. So, like, no more mutants were born for a while. So they
right.
were, like, kind of extinct almost.
Endangered.
Or, and they
least.
Were an endangered species. I'm sorry. So the problem is she's always had this weird connection with the Phoenix Force.
Hmm.
So she was a lot like Jean Grey. So they have now determined that the Phoenix is coming to Earth, and they think to bond with this Hope character. So the Avengers and the X-Men are split down the middle as to what to do.
Okay.
The X-Men want to protect her, and they think that she's going to like kind of create mutantdom again. Like
right.
her powers are going to manifest, and like, you know, it's going to be all great for mutants.
They're all high-fiving each other.
Yeah,
they're like
much.
Finally more
more
like,
of us.
The mutant bar has been slim pickings
yeah,
lately.
Right. But the Avengers don't think that way. They want to like hold her up in a cell to try to save the universe. They think that, you know, something bad's going to happen. And there's interesting stuff where Wolverine is in the middle because he's on both teams.
Right.
And he's on, like, every comic book ever.
Yeah.
He's on every team. But he sees this different, and he wants to kill Hope. He wants to just, like, kill her right off the bat so that the Phoenix doesn't come for her. Because the Phoenix is, like, eradicated, like, planets.
Right,
and
right.
complete species. So, which is really strange because in this book, Wolverine is kind of, like, a traitor to the X-Men. Even though he's really staying close to his, like, his normal values, where he's doing this because he doesn't think the Phoenix Force can be contained, so
right.
he's just gonna like kill her before it ever happens, which is actually cool because when she first came he was always like standoffish to her and I could never understand why. So it was actually a seed written years ago that he kind of thought something bad was gonna happen with her way back
right.
when.
So
this issue he's stranded by Captain America in the last issue because Cap doesn't trust him to do the right thing.
Right, right.
In this issue, Hope rescues him from, like, this tundra, and he agrees with her to go to the moon to, like, merge with the Phoenix because she allegedly talks him into thinking that she can help. So she's like, give me a chance to use the Phoenix for good, and we'll see what happens. But there's a twist, my friend, in that issue. Big
Ooh.
Twist.
Oh, interesting.
You're going to have to read it to find out.
We'll have to now.
It's weird. This book, it has a different writer, like, each issue.
Right,
it's
I
like
saw that.
Five writers, and it, like they all wrote the overall story, but they switch every issue. So there's a different tone of every issue.
Does it feel much different between issues?
It does,
issues?
Yeah. You can kind of, like, Ed Brubaker, who does Fatal and Criminal, he did the issue before this, and you could tell it was kind of like a low-key kind of conversational issue.
Yeah, I think I read number one, and that was Bendis.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one just being very talky.
Yeah,
very Bendis-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kind of, if you didn't know the writer and then you read it, you could probably guess which one it was.
Right.
Which is, it's just cool, but it's a little different. Golden Oldies.
So this week, I actually read two Golden Oldies.
All right.
But they go together really well.
Okay.
I read Archie Marries Veronica and Archie Marries Betty, number one. They both go in the new, it's called Archie Married Life.
Oh, so it's like a collection?
One. Yeah, it's basically the first part
okay.
of the collection
Got it.
That sets up the whole thing.
The Archie universe is so wild.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really, really good.
It's really popular in The Office.
Yeah.
I think everyone loves Archie here.
Yeah, they're great.
So what's the story
Okay, so
about?
For those who don't know, this is basically it's what if Archie marries Veronica in Archie Marries Veronica, obviously, and then it's what if Archie marries Betty. So it's two parallel storylines,
right,
parallel universes. And in Archie Marries Veronica, it's Archie is rich,
mm-hmm,
but unhappy because he's, you know, he's putting the town through some troubles.
Right, and he's working all the time.
Right, he's working all the time. And then in Archie Marries Betty, he is poor musician living in New York, and his and Betty is like an office worker,
yeah,
somewhere. But they're kind of happy,
yeah,
happier, I guess.
So this one, so the collection you had didn't finish yet.
No, I only read the first. I read issue one of both.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I read. It's funny that you mentioned this because me and my buddies read this for a little book club that we do, and we had never really read Archie before, mm-hmm, so we read all the issues, and it's crazy. Like it's so good. Like Archie is a book that like you can't really compare it to anything else.
No, it's legitimately fantastic. It's total soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, not only does Archie marry one girl or the other, but they talk about like the effect it has on the town and all the characters. So it's not just Archie's life that's insane. It's all the supporting characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moose runs for mayor in one. And then he has an anger problem, right? And he
do you remember the scene where he's looking for work, Archie is, and he goes to like the Starbucks ripoff, and the guy is like, you know, you're not qualified enough or something like that, and he points to, he's like the manager there, and he's like, you think this guy wants to give up his job to you? And it's like this 13-year-old kid strolling in, and he runs the place,
right,
and Archie
yeah.
can't even get the job.
No, it's fantastic. It's a great, great book. And there's a little twist at the end of... you have to read, I guess, Archie Marries Veronica first, and then mm-hmm. Archie Marries Betty, because there's a little twist at the end of Archie Marries Betty.
The whole
Betty.
Thing. Okay, yeah. And I don't want to spoil it, but at the end, this one like really messed with my head from being a comic fan for so long. At the end, he looks back on the alternate lives that he
yeah.
was in. And so he has a recollection of everything that happened.
Well, at the end of the first issue of Archie Marries Betty, he meets... Like, first they show the panels of the other Archies, like the parallel Archies, and then he meets, I guess, an old Archie character that he hasn't seen in a long time.
Really?
Since
I don't remember
kid.
That.
Yeah. It's at the beginning.
The epilogue issue, it messed with my head because he had a recollection of all these events happening, so in my head it was like... He lived these lives, and now he goes back to his other regular life. And I'm like, what does that do to your head when you lived, like, years as being married to both sweethearts? And
right.
now it really never happened. It reminded me, I was telling my friends, of Spider-Man in House of M, because in House of M, he was married to Gwen Stacy his
right.
whole life. But when they went back to regular universe, he had all those memories of that entire
yeah.
life. So his head was like so screwed up because he
right.
he it wasn't it didn't happen, and I was like, what does that do to a man after that? So, but I was like, it was deep stuff in Archie that I didn't expect
yeah,
to like think about.
Yeah,
it is a soap
fantastic.
Opera.
Yeah, it's a total soap opera. It goes from being like Saved by the Bell to 90210 like in one page, and it's
it does.
Amazing.
Yeah, panel to panel. It's
yeah,
different.
Panel to panel. Every line is packed with drama.
It is. My Golden Oldie. Not a surprise to usual listeners. It's a Wolverine book. Shocker.
Fantastic.
It's called Logan, and it was by your boy Brian K. Vaughan.
Oh, nice.
It's a three-issue book. Came out a few years ago, right after House of M, actually, when his memories returned to him. And it's not your average Wolverine book. So, and I know a lot of people, you know, myself rag. He's on, like, every book ever now. This one is drawn by Eduardo Risso, who does 100 Bullets.
Oh, yeah, he's a great artist.
So he, right off the bat, you know, this is like a top-notch book. He goes back to this area where he has a recollection of a memory where he was kidnapped, or like a POW camp, and he's in this cell with another guy. So he doesn't remember getting there, though. So he works with this guy to get out, and he sees this attractive woman. This was during the war.
Right.
So this is like a combatant enemy to this other guy. He's like, we got to kill this woman. She's probably, you know, a spy.
Sure.
And so he tells this guy to beat it. He's like, she's not an enemy. She's fine. So he hangs out with this woman, spends the night, of course, because
does his Logan thing.
That's right. So at the end of the night, he's like, this place is gorgeous. I never want to leave here. What is this place? So she tells him it's Hiroshima.
Oh.
So this is gorgeous backdrop of like, like Hiroshima before the bomb drops.
Right,
this is like the day before the bomb drops. So this is the era. So like it's gorgeous. And this is like where Wolverine is right now, right before the bomb drops.
Right.
So as the series, 3-issue series goes on, this character comes back because he's so annoyed at Wolverine. Now he thinks Wolverine is a spy. He comes back, they fight, spoiler, he, you know, attacks this woman. She tries to defend Wolverine. She's kind of a BA. And while they're fighting, the bomb drops. So it's revealed that this other guy was a mutant too, and they were actually being held together because they were both mutants.
Oh, interesting.
So this guy's power is he never gets – he doesn't feel pain. He doesn't have the healing factor. So, like, he can get his arm chopped off, but he'll never feel it.
Right, right.
So his body has this, like, crazy reaction to the bomb dropping. So now he becomes kind of like this fiery beast.
Oh, interesting.
So because of the atomic bomb. So Wolverine has come back to this place because now he remembers this encounter. He goes back to kind of close the book on this guy that he fought with at Hiroshima.
Right.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous book. There's a, each page, each issue ends with kind of like this gorgeous splash page of Hiroshima.
Wow.
It's, a, I mean, I can't recommend it enough.
And Wolverine in Japan books are always the best.
Mm-hmm. I heard the movie is supposed to take place, the new one.
Right.
Which I hope is not crap.
We'll see. No.
But it's sad that we just assume it's going to be crap.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. We got to get to the tweets of Doom.
Awesome.
It was, what was the question? What are some books that we should be reading right now? That we're not. At Glunders on the Twitter. Are you on the Twitter, Ben?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
I was about to, you know, plug you to tell people to follow you,
sorry.
But, you know, you're a nobody now. Now nobody wants to know about
I know,
you
I don't exist.
Glunders says, I feel like everyone needs to jump on Thunder Agents mini that just wrapped. Weird superhero excellence.
Hmm.
You ever read Thunder Agents? I haven't read it, Thunder Agents.
I think I read the first issue, maybe, but I know people really liked it.
Nick Spencer.
Yeah, it's that Nick Spencer guy.
Vundal on the Twitter. Hmm. Avengers Academy has always been a great read. And has the spirit of Runaways in the characters.
Oh.
This guy's speaking to you directly.
Maybe I should read it.
Maybe you should be friends with Vundal on Twitter.
No,
and
if
talk
only
about
I had Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. Jonathan D. Green says, Big Red Hulk was meh for me initially, but I stuck around, and it's a favorite now.
Hmm.
I cannot stand Red Hulk. I'll be honest with you.
I don't get him.
I don't get it at all. He's like he's witty, and he's a general.
Yeah.
Get out
and
of here.
And he's like warm, right? When he touches things, they get the heat up.
Whatever he touches, I don't want to buy.
Because it gets too warm.
Yeah.
You like things to be nice and cool.
Exactly. Dale underscore A on the Twitter. He's a friend of the show. The new Deadwardians.
Oh.
Anything else would be uncivilized. Have you read that one yet? It's
no,
pretty cool.
Is that a Vertigo?
I think it might be. Vertigo. I want to say Vertigo, but now I'm not positive.
Yeah, don't. No,
no, let's not quote us on that. But it is enjoyable. I enjoyed the first two issues. Let's see who else we have at Klonek. He's another friend of the show. The Top Cow Rebirth Universe.
Oh.
They're doing some cool things in the Top Cow.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the Red Ten and Scam from Comics Tribe. Mm. Princeless and anything else from Action Lab.
Hmm.
Action Lab getting a lot of love, too.
Huh.
Starhammer. Bit old at this point. Cloak and Dagger, Spider Island.
Oh.
I think that was another Nick Spencer book, now that I think about it. I think Nick Spencer might have picked
some
of these
people.
He's
a fan favorite.
Lock and Key from Brawley Avalon.
Oh, that's a great one.
Saucer Country from Christofferable.
That one looks fun. That's definitely a Vertigo.
And Rachel Rising. Yeah, Saucer Country. Did I call it County? Saucer Country is actually pretty good. I read the first issue. Mm. The alien stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And Rachel Rising is neat, too.
Terry Moore.
Yeah.
Big friend of Comixology.
Yeah, really interesting story.
I read Echo for the first time recently.
Oh, what did you think?
Good. Very good. I like that Terry Moore character.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's under the radar, but if it is, Fatal. Luke underscore Simmons.
Mm.
Ed Brubaker. I'm buying those, but I'm waiting until there's like an arc finished.
Yeah, I read the first issue and I was already confused.
Right.
But and yeah, I want to read like a trade.
Yeah, I think I went from issue 1 to issue 2. And it was it's no fault of Brubaker, but it's 30 days in between, I guess.
Yeah.
It kind of
no, he's building
kills
a
pace.
He's building a big story, and it's hard to do like a tight, serialized noir like that. Especially, this one is kind of ambitious
mm-hmm.
as well.
I wonder if any of them considered waiting and just putting out, like, I love how Dark Horse puts out books. Mm-hmm. They'll do limited series, like 1 through 5.
Right.
And they'll take a break, and then they won't do another one until they have a story to tell.
Right, right.
Which I love. I wonder if any of these guys have ever considered, like, doing 3 issues and then releasing them as kind of an oversized, like, novel, graphic novel.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good idea.
I wonder if they could do that. Like, they could afford to do it.
I think his, isn't Brubaker's, like, icon stuff a little more like that?
I think it's still all monthly.
It's all monthly.
But there's always kind of like a hubbub when the trades come out.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that don't read comics read those kind of trades, like the criminal trades.
Yeah, those are great.
The Secret History of D.B. Cooper. Great book from Oni Press from Z-Wolf.
That book is really good.
Really?
Yeah, I was just looking at the last issue. It's really, really cool.
I love Oni's new logo that they put on their books.
Oni has some great, great books.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big friend of Comixology, Oni. Kurt McD, Butcher Baker, The Righteous Maker, is a fantastic and weird series. Should definitely be checked out. I read the first issue of that, and I was frightened. I don't know. A lot of people love that book, but I don't think I was emotionally ready for the first issue that I read of that.
Uh-oh.
Let's see who else. We're actually running out of time right now. We have a lot of work to do, you know, you and I. The last issue of Hickman's Shield from Miller UNC. Have you ever read S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No,
some deep stuff.
I haven't.
There's a lot of famous people that have been in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, really?
Just spoiler. You should read it. Huh. I know that one's always kind of plagued with delays.
Yeah.
Last one. Manhattan Projects, John Momb.
Cool.
You read the Manhattan Projects?
Yeah,
I love it.
I haven't read that one yet either.
I love Hickman's Manhattan Projects and Secret.
Secret's the one with the teeth on the cover.
Yes. He knows how to do a cover.
Yeah, he really, really does.
Ben, how was your grand return to the show? Did you enjoy it as much as I did?
It destroyed my wildest expectations.
Hopefully we can have you on again.
I would love to be back again.
It's been a pleasure. We'll see everybody next week.
Thanks so much. Bye.